Welcome.
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 Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
There's ACL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
At Coachella, we just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it, and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee Gay.
I'm Zach T. Bloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
We've been looking forward to this Coachella lineup for a long time, and I had Meg White come in this morning to wake me up with a laptop showing me the lineup, and I wanted to go back to sleep forever because it sucks. And I
sucks.
I'm really mad at Coachella. I don't even want to go now. And only Meg disagrees. She's shaking her head. But Andy, I think it sucks.
It does. I mean, especially the headliners. I don't know what they were thinking, but there's some good stuff as you get deeper down, and we'll hash it out. But I would have been so excited if this lineup came out in 2009. But there are far bigger and better bands and hotter bands out there right now than Kings of Leon, and I honestly don't know what they're doing headlining Coachella this year.
I mean, that's the thing, is Coachella's always been the ones who are really fresh and have, like, the next big thing, rather than, like, these all headliners. Like, we've seen all these headliners at least once, some three or four times on our festival tour, so it just, like, and this would have been a fine lineup for most festivals, but it's not the standard that they've been setting the last few years.
No, you expect more from Coachella.
You do. I mean, Caitlin, do you want us to jump in and defend it first before we start going in day by day?
I mean, I guess I'm just coming at it from a different place. I agree that it's not what last year's was. Last year's was incredible, and maybe it's just I'm sad because I didn't get to go to last year's, and I came so close, and then it all my plans fell through at the last minute. So I'm still, like, I've never been. I'm a Coachella virgin, and so this is still exciting to me because it's worth it to me to get out there and see it for the first time. And for as a first-time lineup, like, I'm totally fine with this lineup. I do think it's weird that they picked Kings of Leon as a headliner. Because, I mean, I understand they just came out with an album, but it's not like it's big. I mean, it hasn't really been getting, like, a lot of accolades. I don't think it's very good, and I don't think I'm alone by any means in that. So I think that was a surprising choice. I don't know if it's just, like, they couldn't get Daft Punk, so they were like, oh, well, I guess we'll just go with, you know, Southern Rockers or whatever. But I mean, Arcade Fire, like, I will see them headline forever. Like, I'm not disappointed in that choice at all. Like, I don't care that I saw them at Lola last year. I'm thrilled that they get to headline again, especially because it's just, they just don't play that often. So I think that's awesome. I'm excited about Kanye. I've never seen him, and he actually had a really huge year. So, you know, I think it'll be a little bit old by the time April rolls around, but still, like, I'm not super surprised that they went with him. I am surprised about the Strokes coming out right around that time, I think a little bit before. So I guess that makes sense, but I don't care for the Strokes. But I don't know. Like, I'm really, really excited for Bright Eyes. Maybe I'm just blinded by Bright Eyes. Maybe that's all it is. I will follow Bright Eyes to the end of the earth.
Let's start at the beginning. So Friday shapes up like you're gonna have a choice between the Black Keys and Chemical Brothers before Kings of Leon, probably, right?
Which sucks because those are both awesome bands.
Right.
And I'll probably end up at Chemical Brothers over the Black Keys, mostly because we just saw them with the new lineup at ACL. So I think if that's what it comes down to, I'll be at Chemical Brothers with some block rocking beats.
You got to get down with those block rocking beats. And then, I mean, it'll be like, do you have to choose between Lauryn Hill and Robin and Brandon Flowers? I don't really care to see.
Yeah.
His solo album was good, but it wasn't big enough for him to be that high up on the bill at Coachella.
Right. And Robin will be great. We're seeing her in February at the ACL taping. Lauryn Hill, I don't know what she's like these days, what her backing band is like, what her albums are like. Do you have any idea what...
Yeah, she just started playing shows again recently after a long, long break. And all the reviews I've seen were the shows are great, but she shows up 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half late for every show, and that's more than her set time's going to be. So it's interesting that they're booking her at a festival, because timeliness is not what she's known for. In fact, I saw recently her keyboard player put a sign on his keys saying, "I was on time," for one of their shows, and I think she almost fired him, like, on the spot.
That's awesome. Should we put her in Sly and the Family Stone category, where just kind of float by and keep an eye on it and know that it might get pushed back?
You know she's going to be a good performer, though, so it's not as hit or miss in the performance category as Sly can be, although Sly is mostly miss.
Andy, is your most excited for that day CeeLo Green?
I am very excited for CeeLo. I don't know that it's most excited, but I don't know who I'd put ahead of that. Probably CeeLo.
I will be shocked if when you're top 10 to see it comes out and CeeLo's not above anyone else on Friday.
No, I don't think... CeeLo might be the person I'm most excited to see at the whole festival, which doesn't say much for the festival, but we'll get to that as we keep going. But I'm a soul child. I love that album. It's a new band for him. I'm excited to see what the new look is going to be, so you are right.
Right next to that on the line, there's a few good ones. Cut Copy, Cold War Kids, and Sleigh Bells. We'll all put on good shows. I mean, there's going to be some good afternoon shows, and, you know, Cheek 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 is earlier on in the day.
Flogging Molly is awesome live.
And
The drums are playing on Friday. They're fantastic, and especially live, they're amazing.
And, you know, you'll probably start off with around 1 o'clock with Black Joe Lewis.
Yeah, I was super excited to see him on there. Oh, same Marina? As A-Track. A-Track's there with all of his bands, and I'm hoping he does a set, like, after the headliner, like Tiesto did last year, so we can have a little bit of a dance party.
That'd be nice. So, yeah, if they put someone like him at the end of the night, like, I could see that being fun. Like, I just wouldn't want the night to end on Kings of Leon.
Agreed. And we've left every time we've seen him at a festival.
Yeah, that's true. The only one I stayed for was I got in the, like, the pit part for at Jazz Fest, and that was a really good show. But however, Marina and the Diamonds is the only other one I saw on there. I saw them at South by a couple years ago, and it was fantastic.
One that's on the last line you've probably never heard of is Beardy Man. He is one of the most ridiculous beatboxers you will ever see. There's real cool stuff. You may have seen him. He plays stuff with the guy that does, like, beatboxing flute stuff. Other guy. It's crazy. I'll find the video and show you afterwards, but just know that Beardy Man is an awesome beatboxing guy, and he'd be a fun show to go see. He's on the bottom line of Friday.
Yeah, I see that. It's a lot of small stuff down here that are some good. I mean, it'd be a solid day, but I mean, you know, looking back on last year, you know, let's see what I'm just going
to
glance back.
There's no one that you would run from the car to go see early in the day.
Right. So just after the night with them, Passion Pit, into them, Crooked Vultures, LCD, Vampire Weekend, and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
I mean, is there anyone on this list that really compares with that to you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so let's go back to Saturday night. Arcade Fire is maybe my favorite touring band currently, so I'm not going to say anything.
More than Phish?
I might rather. It's a real tight one. Their show at Lollapalooza was the best of the year for me last year. It's 1A and Phish was 1B.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say I like them more than Phish. But I also haven't seen them live yet, so I am excited for that set very much.
Now, Bright Eyes, I'll let Caitlin talk about. But
I don't know if I can say anything that anyone could comprehend. I'm just so excited. Like, I'm so excited for this new album. They haven't toured. They played a couple of one-off shows in Omaha for his whole, like, Connor's whole thing about that he teamed up with the folks that now, of course, I can't think of what they're called. Soundstrike, the thing, you know, where they're not touring in Arizona. But anyway, like, they haven't been around forever, and I'm super stoked for new music and super stoked for performances, and it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait. And Mumford & Sons are great as well on that day, especially live. They're really great and fun performers.
Yeah,
so
they've been getting a lot of hype for the last year or two. So, I mean, they make perfect sense at Coachella.
Yeah.
Animal Collective, I mean, hasn't their last album was like a while. And their last album isn't that new, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing there. But Zach, below that, there's The Kills.
Allison. I like The Kills, but, you know, when she's not with Jack, it's half as exciting for me. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely want to see that show in the afternoon. I feel like there's a pretty big gap. Like, Saturday, aside from Arcade Fire and you know, I've never been into Mumford and Sons or Bright Eyes, and I like Animal Collective on album, but not performance. And I just there's not a lot I really want to see that day.
There's
at all.
Tons I want to see. Gogol Bordello is a stupendous live show. I've seen them a million times, but I would never get bored of them. They're always energetic and fun.
I have a vendetta against Gogol Bordello.
No, why?
because Zach went to Bonnaroo and saw Questlove and Ben Harper and John Paul Jones do a fucking super jam, and I went to Bonnaroo and saw Les Claypool and Gogo Bordello do Tom Waits covers, and that's not those guys doing fucking Zeppelin, and I will never forgive them for that.
All
right. But right before that, the New Pornographers, I happen to love. I love them live, and I'm
that's
excited
live,
to see
Andy.
Them again.
They're pretty boring live, actually.
I had a great time. I think you just hold it against them because the first time you got to see them, you had to look for your keys.
Okay, that is true, but I've seen them since then at a couple other times, and I was just very bored.
I like them. They're fun. For like an afternoon set, I think it'll be nice. And that
Gogol Bordello is a way more fun set, even though I like New Pornographers' albums better. But
that's true. But there's even more as the day goes on. That's good. Delta Spirit, they're from my neck of the woods. They're great. Rafael Sadiq, another soul guy, can't miss him. His
and
show is always
Wales.
Great. Yeah, the Freelance Wales, yeah. You love.
Yeah,
I'm excited about The Tallest Man on Earth. Like super excited. He puts on an incredible live show. It'll be low key, but it's really, really emotive, which
is
I think,
he actually short?
Yes, incredibly short. Like he's like a 5 foot tall Swedish.
Oh, how did I know
oh,
that?
He's precious. But he's seriously, he's just so emotive. Like you've got it, he's got tons of live stuff up on Pitchfork that I think is like must see footage. It's just he's incredible. So that's gonna be really good. I'm excited for Tudor Cinema Club to get my dance on in the afternoon. Jenny and Johnny are really great live as well, though. I think Saturday's strong. Like there are a lot of
Yacht's
people.
Awesome.
Oh, I fucking hate Yacht.
I was kidding.
I don't know if I can curse on your show, but oh my god.
Andy already did.
My distaste.
I've already dropped two F-bombs. Okay, Google can't censor us on while we're talking.
Good.
And the motherfucking hip hop's on Sunday, y'all.
So Kanye is headlining Sunday, and I am actually excited. On tour, the Glow in the Dark tour was terrible. It was forced. It was not good. But at Lollapalooza, when we saw him headline, he was in his element. It was all about him. It's going to be the last day. I feel like we're going to see him thrive, and he's been all about hip hop, his high art. So I'm really interested to see what he's going to do with this new show.
I gotta say, Dark Twisted Fantasy is probably my favorite album of his, and he's won me back for now, and he'll say a few things that I'll be like, shut the fuck up, Kanye, you're a douchebag, but then I'll be like, man, this is awesome at the same time, if I go.
Yeah, and the Strokes, I think, will also be great. I'm hoping they're not at the same time, because I'd have to split my time then.
I think they would do, I think they'd space them out, hopefully, but the way they have them formatted on the same line and big font, it seems like. Maybe they're at the same time, but
I can't remember. We'll have to look how it was last year, like where LCD was compared to Jay-Z. Maybe that'll give us a clue.
I have that pulled up, actually.
Oh, wow. That's clutch.
They had,
you got it already.
They had Tom York and Gorilla, like Atoms for Peace and Gorillaz were pretty much this. Well, no, it wasn't the same time. They just,
No. The Gorillaz were after that.
Yeah, they spaced that well.
Good.
It was good.
So the Strokes might be on that smaller stage right next to the main stage?
That's what it should be like, yeah.
Cool. That'll be good. That'll be a fun way to end the festival on Sunday, going Strokes into Kanye. I may try and catch some Duran Duran. Mark Ronson produced their newest album, and he doesn't really do much that I dislike, so I'm excited to check out at least
a
little bit of that.
I read an article about him producing the new album, and he says it's like really like Duran Duran for the old fans, and he just like pushed out all, you know, all the things that he loved about them and made sure they got that. So that should be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we were just looking back to see what the schedule was, Caitlin was OMGing and grabbing at the screen from last year's. Because
but I don't want to talk about it. It makes me so sad that I didn't get to go, and I don't want to talk about it. So let's move.
Awesome.
The National are great live. I'm excited for PJ Harvey. I'm super excited for PJ Harvey just because, I don't know, she's important. She's like a huge fucking deal.
I didn't even know it was a lady.
Yeah,
me neither. I thought it was the guy that's on the CW. Comedian.
We got Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, he's been getting pretty big this year. He's been around for a long time, but
he's not in jail for tweeting drugs. Let that be a lesson. Don't tweet or Facebook important things.
Yeah. Moving on, Ratatat.
Ratatat is always a fun show.
Yeah, so is Nas and Damian Marley.
I know, that was the surprise show at South By this year.
They were awesome at Rothbury when I saw them too.
Yeah. I meant last year, the most recent South By.
Anyway.
Jimmy Eat World. C-Rob went to drive to Houston to see them opening up for Smashing Pumpkins. And left before the Smashing Pumpkins.
That's so ridiculous.
I know.
But there's a lot of dance on that next line.
Really is. Chromeo and Duck Sauce. And it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a fun day.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Chromeo and Duck Sauce. And you have to assume... You know, there might be some crossover in those two sets too, because Dave One and A-Track are brothers, so I'm hoping they're going to do some stuff together, because it certainly happened in the past.
Andy, I have a very serious question for you.
Okay.
Kings of Leon is playing on Friday. Will they stick around to dance on Sunday for Chromeo?
I sure hope so. I thought that maybe they were only on the bill to exclusively do that. Maybe it's actually Chromeo headlining on Friday, and that Kings of Leon is only going to be dancing on stage.
So is Kings of Leon's tour bus going to catch on fire, or is some bird going to poop in their mouth? I feel like the forces of the world are working against them, and I love it.
Yes.
Caitlin is giving me a death stare.
I don't like the new album, but their old stuff is so good. And
there was nothing on this new album that was bigger than You, Somebody, and Sex on Fire, and the fact that they got the headlining set doesn't make any sense.
I agree with that. I do agree with that, but that doesn't, I mean,
I think the problem is I just got my hopes up that, like, I was hearing rumors of, like, the Rolling Stones or Daft Punk or Neil Young, and like I was like thinking of making a wish list of like five bands that I wanted to see, and literally not one of them is on this list.
Yeah, I was really pulling for Beastie Boys. Like, that would be their comeback show.
Yeah.
It would have been really special, and I'm hoping that they haven't announced it because they weren't sure about his health yet, and Kings of Leon gets knocked into that two spot.
I feel like they usually would do a TBA if they were doing something that big.
That's true.
I just, you know, like, with these, whenever the festivals come out, the first thing I look for is, like, a personal favorite, like, and then I look for Jack White, and then I look for, to see if there's, like, a huge band, or at least two, that I'm like, I've never seen them, and I really want to, I will go across the country and take off work and spend the money and do everything to be there, and there really is not one band.
I mean, I'm 2 hours away, I'll be there. There's more on Sunday we didn't cover, and people I haven't seen yet. Best Coast is great, I'm excited to see her. And there's some other stuff too that's good.
Didn't you like Rai Rai, Andy? Is that you, or am I thinking of somebody else?
You were thinking of somebody else.
All right.
The only Rai I know is the bread we Jews eat our sandwiches on.
What is up with Sunday names like Joy Orbison and Riva Star?
I don't know. Those are funny. But Yell is Sunday. Yell is great. Yeah.
I mean, there'll be many dancings to be danced on Sunday, especially during the national. What a party! But I hope you guys have fun.
I'm still looking forward to it. The grounds of Coachella are on are gorgeous. It's a great place to see music.
Favorite festival in that regard, and I just wish that they'd done more to appeal to me. It's not a terrible lineup for everyone. I can understand why Caitlin's excited, and if I lived 2 hours away, I would go. And this is not a definite no at this point, but I'm not happy. And Mumford and Sons, the word.